You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham Comments.
Well, we've heard a lot from government about a future made in Australia, but at the moment all we can see is a future made in China, because we keep seeing manufacturers shutting up shop. Last week it was the country's largest plastics manufacturer, Qenos, and now it's the only sugarcane mill in the Port Douglas district of far north Queensland. After more than 125 years, the Mossman sugarcane mill near Port Douglas is shutting up for good. The sugar mill survived the Japanese bombings during World War II. It survived the Great Depression. It survived changing hands through five generations. But it couldn't survive the cost of living crisis mixed with dud policies that hurt business. The Mossman sugarcane mill couldn't survive high inflation, high costs, high interest rates. It couldn't handle the overregulated economic environment that businesses have to cop in Australia. The closure of the Mossman sugarcane will be felt right across the region. And when this mill shuts, well, wait for the ripple effect. Up to 570 jobs will be lost. 190 million in annual economic activity will go up in flames. Critical skills in sugarcane farming and processing will be lost. And the closure of the mill means that sugarcane farmers in the district, well, many of them will be forced to close up too, because farmers say trucking cane to another mill over 100 k's away isn't financially viable. The closure of the mill is part of a long-term trend of deindustrialisation across Australia. And we've got the numbers here on sugarcane processing. In 1980, 19 companies operated 33 mills in Australia, including many grower-owned co-ops. But after this latest closure, just seven companies own 21 mills. And only five of these mills are Aussie-owned. The other 16 are owned by Thai, Chinese, Singaporean and German companies. There were efforts to save the Mossman sugarcane mill, but they failed. 2 months ago, Queensland Labor Premier Stephen Miles announced a $12 million funding package, but it was too little too late. That funding will now be used to transition the mill workforce out of their industry. Well, good luck with that. What are the workers who've lost their jobs going to do up there? They've shut down everything. First, Labor shut the tobacco industry in far north Queensland. That was in the 1990s. It was by far the biggest employer. Now we import our tobacco from Indonesia, where they chop down rainforests and use chemical fertilisers to produce their crop. Then Labor shut the forestry and timber industry up north. Now we import timber from Indonesia and Malaysia. And in 2024, Labor is standing and watching as a 125-year-old sugarcane mill is closed down. And make no mistake, this will send farmers broke. They've already invested millions of dollars into this year's crop, and now they're unsure whether the Mossman mill can even process it. And we wonder why one farmer dies by suicide every 10 days. And there are all sorts of comments being made about this from cane farmers. Ben McClelland, a fourth generation cane farmer, says it's gut-wrenching. We've still got a crop in the ground and no one seems interested in helping us get rid of it. Now we're told in June to go ahead and plant cane and told in November there's no mill. Another one, Lisa, a third generation cane grower. The mill is a big part of this community. It's $190 million in our economy every year, so this is a big hit. Paul Atkins, an engineer at the Mossman sugarcane mill, says, I'm going to have some hard conversations about what the future looks like for my family.